Supervisor Jurczyk is gone for the entire day. Why don't we start with item two while Supervisor Roma West give her a chance to arrive.
Item number two, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller, submitting an informational report providing an update on the 2014 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, May 2014. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Morning.
Morning. Scott Mansky, Milwaukee County Comptroller. The report is an update that we provide on a monthly basis. This is based upon the May 2014 data. And our current projection for the surplus for the year is $5.2 million. This is a change of $2.6 million from the previous projection that we provided. Most of that change is in the Behavioral Health Division, $1.3 million improvement there, Community Services Branch, $1 million of improvement there, and the Department of Health and Human Services, $475,000 positive change there. The family care, their projected deficit is going down from $5.3 million down to $4 million based upon their current projections. But none of that comes back to the county, but we provide that to you so that you're aware of what's happening with family care and the issues related to there. There is some verbiage on some of the departments with larger deficits in here. And this next quarter is when we have departments provide detailed reports to us about where they're at on a quarterly basis. So that will be the June 30th report, and that will be the next report that we provide to you, which will be at your September cycle.
Any questions or comments on this item, Supervisor Schmidt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We know we had this long discussion before about family care and the ramifications to it and going into the offset to the reserve. They had, what, $5 million or $15 million, or I think it was $5 million reserve. Is that projection that you had or the issue we talked about of concern, is this something went down from 5 to 4? It catches the reserve, but the reserve is 5 to start with. So I just wanted clarification, see where we're going on that. Thank you.
The family care meets their qualifications, their reserves that the state has set, but I believe they have reserves in excess of close to $20 million.
Okay.
That's available. So this year, and that was at the beginning of the year, this would then take from that reserve and reduce that excess reserve. So they've already met all of the reserves that they're required by the state of Wisconsin. Those monies are set aside. Then they have an excess reserve amount that could cover this deficit that they're projecting for the year. Then under the minimum wage ordinance, that would apply to them as of January 1st, 2015. So not this year because they had already entered into their contracts with all of their providers for 14, but it would apply to them for 2015. And we haven't seen any projections yet. Our fiscal report had indicated that there were costs associated with that to them by raising the dollar amounts up. But that's what that reserve would be available for, too.
The other comment I would just make briefly, Mr. Chairman, is that family care has been in front of us, and we've talked about this issue and going to other counties, and it seems that there's some concern expressed. I thought any time we can take our services to another county, and we've done so well in this area, we have the model for it, and it's proven to be very successful. As you see, the anticipated deficit went down from 5.2 to 4, and is it mainly because of the utilization being, it does say for other regions that we've gone into, so I guess that's been successful. Do you read that correctly, too, that way?
I think, right, that's what it's indicating here. What I don't know is if they were projecting a deficit for the year, and so the deficit is less, what we'll do is we'll expand on that the next time. But what they're doing is better than their projections were. and we'll give you a better idea, and we'll break out how those are doing, whether it's a projected total deficit or not, and if they're just doing better than the deficit, or if they're actually breaking even or doing a little bit better than break even.
I'm sorry, I'm going to ask one more question. I'm going to try to be quiet a little bit, but it's always interesting to see month by month how things somewhat radically change.
Mm-hmm.
Is this worth your time to do a monthly update? Is it better we do in a quarter, and we do particularly when you see trends and before we do the budget? It just seems that it's somewhat an exercise. I mean, it's amazing to see sometimes the different jumps we have in 1 month. You know, we go from 5.2, we go to 3, and we experienced that last year. Would you have any comment on that?
I think you're dealing with a $1.2 billion budget. So a $2 million, $3 million change is not much. I mean, you're talking about most of the changes occurred in DHHS and BHD, which, I mean, BHD's tax levy is 65. I think they're approximately, their total budget, I think, is maybe $170 to $180 million. So for them to have a $1 million swing. But what it allows us to do, too, is that I think it's useful for us in our office, too, to provide this report to you, because then we have more of a focus on what's happening with them. And we have communications with them. Well, how did your number change? Why did that occur? What's going on? And so that when we get to the quarterly report, we already know a lot of the things that are there. You do tend, and our history proves, and as you've noted, our history proves we have a lot of fluctuation in the first 6 months. And we still have fluctuation that goes on, and we're trying to take out some of that fluctuation, but the nature of it is that departments report to us what they believe the numbers are, and then we go through and we try to analyze that and see if it appears reasonable.
And my final thing, again, is thank you for that, because I guess you've answered my question very well, as I was looking for, and we need to have this kind of, I guess, continual look at what it is, and so you can prepare for the budget better and talk to the department. So appreciate it from my viewpoint. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions, comments? If not, we can move.